thing in a little bit here. I got to mention, this is WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar, 91.5. But, now, see, I already forgot what I was talking about. Yeah, oh, that record, as I told you off here, The Dime and Poison, and a lot of those songs remind me of the solo stuff you did. You know, there's almost like that same strain in it it's a little more personal, I think. Right? You started writing a lot more personally about things. Is that accurate? Or
yeah, and I had actually started doing that back in 93. It's when I first cleaned up. Mm-hmm. And then I was interrupted by Kenny at the end of 95. So I was going to move in that direction. And in fact, a lot of the early Dropkick Murphy songs are really just sped up, like mm-hmm. alt country songs that I had made, that I had had the chord formations. Yeah. And I just was like, well, I can just, you know, change this a little bit. Yeah. And then Kenny would come up with his like lyrics about drunk guys and boys on the dock and stuff. Just so funny to me, man. I found it so funny the way we were making up songs, but it worked.
Yeah. Did the Shadow Blasters open for Cheap Trick?
Yes, we did. Somerville Theater.
That must have been something, right?
Oh, yeah. That was great.
I
got to talk to Robin Zander about going to see... I know I talked about AC/DC mm-hmm. earlier, but I saw AC/DC and Cheap Trick in 1978 at Gusman Hall in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, with Bon Scott, the Power Age tour, we went and we met them at Peach's Record Store, and I still have my red vinyl Power Age with Bon Scott, Angus, and Malcolm Young signed it.
Wow.
And I still have that. It's probably worth money, but I don't care about that. I just put it aside. I'll never get rid of it. But and so I've got to talk to Robin Zander about that tour. And he was like shocked that I knew it. I'm older than I look, brother. And but he said, you know, that was one of his favorite tours. He loved him and Bond used to tear it up, partying every night. I mean, just think of that. Cheap Trick and AC/DC.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. And for some reason, AC/DC headlined that show. Like, there were just these pockets in the U.S. that AC/DC was a little bit bigger than Cheap Trick, but sure. Cheap Trick was huge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they had Live at Budokan. I mean, they were a big band.
A mega band.
Yeah, but on that, down in Florida, for some reason, AC/DC was the headliner. I don't know why.
I can see that down in Florida. How'd that come about? You knew the guys in Trick Cheap Trick?
You mean supporting them?
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend John Bianelli. John, if you're out there.
John
works for Aerosmith, and he's really good friends with... Cheap Trick, and I think someone canceled at the last minute. He asked me if we wanted to play. Yeah,
you're like, sure.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Damn. All right, I'm gonna play something. I only use these glasses when I'm looking at my computer, so I gotta. It's kind of aggravating, but I'm gonna play an Every Beat Out song. I'm gonna play something from the Shadow Blasters just because I like it so much, and then we'll bring it up to shall we say some moderner times. But here's Everybody Out.
Everybody out, get up and go. It's time to get out. Everybody out. I will be a worn out shoe that's covered far too many miles. And I will bring to you good news. I know you'll begin to smile. Yeah.
All right, that was No Place Like Home off of American Rock Song. Shadow Blasters and Rick Barton, Everybody Out. The CD was, I think, by the same name, Everybody Out. And I'm back with Rick. So that was more of your fine work. And yeah, I guess we got a show this Friday night.
Yes, we do.
It's Rumba Records. I think it's an all Rumba production, right?
Yes.
I think they're all Rumba bands. So how, I'm going to jump right into how you and Luke got connected.
Actually, you know, it's funny because you were just talking about that show with Cheap Trick at the mm-hmm. Somerville Theater. And that was kind of the show that Lou came up to me. I knew who he was, but he was like, and he comes up and he goes, I love that song, A Dime. And,
yeah, it's a great song.
He was like raving about that song. And I'll proposition Lou right on air right now. I've sent him messages about this. And I want him to, that song you just heard.
Yeah,
I want Lou to put that out. That came out in 2000, and I want him to press a 25-year anniversary version of that record with a bunch of other additional tracks that I have. And you know, I think it'll do something on Rumbar.
I highly recommend that.
Yeah, I really want that to come out with Lou, and I just think it'll be like unbelievable because Lou works his records. He's great. His label is great. And when I put that record out, you know, it just didn't do anything.
Although, I loved it.
Although you love it and Lou heard it,
yeah.
But I don't know how many other people heard it.
Probably not. Right.
And that was the first time I ever attempted to be like the singer of the band, to sing my own songs. I had songs, but I just, you know, I'd always have the other people sing them, which was fine.
Right.
But
And so I'm jumping ahead here, but if you do that, would there be like additional tracks thrown on there?
Oh yeah.
So it would be a plus. It would be like that release plus additional material.
Yeah, because what you don't know is that Shadow Blasters lineup recorded about mm-hmm. 8 records that have never seen the light of day.
Wow.
Oh yeah, there's tons of
there's
material.
There's a vault.
Oh yeah, well that's what I do. I make up songs.
I'll talk to Lou. I know Lou pretty well. I'll talk to Lou after we're done. I'm saying, Lou, you got to get that done. Because that, I don't know if he's heard. He probably hasn't heard the whole CD. Maybe he has.
I think he knows the CD.
Then he knows. It's a great CD, and it's got to see the light of day again. And with additional material, man, that's something I would look quite forward to.
Yeah, well, Lou's the best. And the show Friday is going to be great.
Yep.
I think people are coming out now. We had to really rally the troops and get some people out there. And Continental, you know, that's the band I have with my son. That's the band we've been doing since 2009. And we have a really strong following on the South Shore. So going, where's the show?
Norwood. It's a great room. I've been there a few times. It's a great room. And I was telling Rick off here, the one big perk, there is plenty of parking. It's not like the clubs. When we were kids anyway, you drive around, and even still now, you drive for half an hour looking for a place to park. You pull in and you're parking right in front of the club. So it's got great parking. It's a good sound. It's a nice little room.
4 great bands.
Yeah.
I really highly recommend coming to the show.
Yeah.
And I saw this post that Peter Prescott made. I don't know if he shared it from someone else, but he talked about like the differences between going to a local show and a big giant show. And one of the main things he talked about was, the point that I loved the most was he said, and you get to actually talk to the band. And, you know, and Continental, we've done tons of tours. We've done huge European tours. And the band loves it too. I know why the big bands can't do that. It would be impossible for the big bands to come out and talk to people. It would be insane. Although Kenny, he does it. He sits in front of the stage and signs all night. And that kid Billy Strings, he mm-hmm. does the same thing.
I've heard a lot of good things about Billy Strings.
Yeah, he's incredible. But I'm right there shaking hands with mm-hmm. however many people come to the show. In fact, I get off the stage and I hug every single person. Of course, this was pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
In fact, Continental, we stopped playing. Our last show that we played was December 8th, 2018. We had been we were over in Germany. We had just finished like a 10-week, 60-date tour. And I was just like, man, we got to take a break. So we were kind of like, we were pre-pandemic breaking, which didn't work out so well
because
then it was like,
then it hit.
Yeah. Oh, crap. So we just took a year off. And then the pandemic, so now it's turned into like 3 years off. So, yeah, we're anxious to get out there. I mean, it's not our first show. We've done a couple of shows. Mm-hmm. But we just haven't really put it together. Because with this lull, you know, my son is a house painter, and he has a great business going, and I do tons of work. So
got to pay the bills.
Got to pay the bills, yep. Continued with the day job. With
so also on his bill is Stop Calling Me Frank, Jalen and the Arch Criminals, and You We Get the Buoy. That name always screws me up.
Dude, I can't get that name, so I haven't tried to say it.
I know.
You We Get the Buoy, though. That's Bob Sensi's band.
Yeah, great. They're all great
Excited
bands.
Excited to see Bob.
Yeah, all great bands, and as I said, it's a great room. So, but Continental, you have a new CD out called Hello, right?
Yes, we do.
And how cool is that to be... to be in a band with your son in the first place?
It's interesting.
You did say cool, but interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Well, when we started the band in 2009, him and a couple of his buddies, they asked me to come down and show them some songs. Once again, these people are always asking me to come down and show them some songs.
And begrudgingly, you go down there.
And then we got signed right away to this cool...
Next thing you know, you're in a band.
Yep. Next thing you know, we're in a band. We got signed to this cool label out in California. And... Josh Stolo. I'm drawing a blank on the name of his label. Old Shoe Records. Man.
Okay.
Thank God I remember that.
Pulled it out.
But Josh Stolo and Jay, they were great guys. And anyway, so next thing you know, we have a band. And that Steven was like 18 or 19 years old. And what ended up happening was he got to see this guy that he didn't know. the band guy,
right?
The leader, the maniac, the you know,
yeah.
And he was exposed to that. I think at first it was shocking, but now that he's a grown man, and you know, we work together, painting houses and stuff, and now where it's like, well, it's my old man.
Yeah,
for better or worse.
But initially, yeah, I can see that would be a little jarring initially when
he's the guy that created me. So here we go, and you know, and of course I love my son, and now it's kind of fun. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I let him do his thing, and he lets me do my thing. We were talking today, in fact, about painting.
Yeah.
I said, "Have you noticed that I don't try to take over anymore, and I let you call the shots?" And he goes. He goes, "I hadn't really noticed, but now that you mention it, thanks a lot." I go, "Yeah, no problem, bro."
Is he your only musical child that's picked up
music? I have three sons total, and my oldest son, he used to have a hardcore band back on the South Shore.
Okay.
He was a singer. And then my middle son, Derek, he lives down in St. Petersburg, but neither of them have bands or anything like that. Steven's the only one, and Steven could take it or leave it. He's like a natural bass player. He's really good.
He has no aspirations of stardom.
He saw right from day one that wasn't happening.
And that play helped because you probably, from your experience, his gig's paint houses.
Yes, and he's really good at it. And he's really professional. And
I see some of the face of the video. Yeah, it looks like you guys do incredible work.
We do pretty good work. I bring in the old school kind of, and he's like, he's modern and up to date on everything. The stuff that he comes up with blows me away. He's really good, really. But he's a talented person, and he's also like very sociable, and people love Steven, you know. So he's got all of it going on, and so we're gonna have fun Friday night.
Yeah,
and like I was saying about that post that Peter Prescott made, it's like, come out and we'll be there. And, you know, and I love socializing with the people when I'm playing. It's just like, it's one of the best parts of the whole job.
Yeah.
If you want to call it a job.
Oh, it's a job. I'm going to sneak in. I'm going to play a, I'm trying to think time-wise what I should do here. I'm going to sneak in a Continental song. I'm going to play some songs by the other guys on that bill as well.
Okay, sure.
We'll play some Stop Calling Me Frank. Jay Allen has a new one. Interesting new song by Jay Allen. So I'll get to that. But I'm going to start off with Continental. This is off of their new release, Hello.
I know I'm not much to look at no more. One day I might just show up at your door. Will you me come inside? I forgot what I've been missing, sitting around in someone else's kitchen, waiting for the kettle to start hissing. See you come downstairs into my vision. Come on.
right, there you have it. Those bands will be at the Magical Manorwood. That was Yui at the Buoy, a song called Sideways. Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals. I don't think I played that, actually.
No, you didn't.
We'll play that after. Yeah, I didn't think... It's not. It's the cover of a Tom Jones song. I'll play that. I'm going to play a few off of Rick's new release, and we'll sneak that in there. But Stop Calling Me Frank. I did play Ollie Oxen Free and Continental, of course, In the Kitchen from their brand new CD, Hello. Friday night, Magic Room, Norwood. And now it brings us up to your latest solo effort. So where along the line did you say, I'm going to just put out a solo record?
Well, there wasn't any along the lines. Last November, I went in the studio. I told you a bit about this, but I went in to basically catalog a ton of songs, just my acoustic guitar and sing. And the engineer, Dave Westner, who I've worked with him off and on for about 23 years, but, he did that Shadow Blasters record. He recorded that one. So anyway, I like to try to... stay faithful to people that I work with, but sometimes, you can only spread yourself so there's only so much music I can do, even though I do a lot of it. But anyway, so Dave had me play to a click track, which I was like, man, that's brutal. Like, I think I make up good songs, but I'm just not a naturally gifted musician. And for me to play to a click track, acoustic guitar and sing is really difficult, wicked hard, as we say. And but I conceded, I did it, and I was down there basically for 2 days at his studio in Plymouth, and so we recorded, and I don't really think I get in a zone, and I just start playing and playing and playing and recording songs and recording songs and singing and singing and singing and singing, and I do all my vocal takes in like two takes. I don't do like 10 vocal tracks like a lot of people do. Some people do like 70. But I know when I've done it the best I can. I just always know that. Mm-hmm. And I know myself. So anyway, I went back to the hotel after the first night, and I was listening. He sent me a rough mix. So, you can do things much quicker these days. So I'm listening on the phone in the hotel, and I go, holy crap. I go, this isn't cataloging my songs, because I loved the sound of the acoustic guitar. Chris Conway was telling me that he loves the sound of my acoustic guitar on that thing. And I was like, all right, I think I have just hit on something. And I was hearing the songs basically for the first time out of my bedroom. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm listening. I go, this is an album. I go, I got to single out the 12 songs that I think are the best. And then we have an album. And I go, and I'm going to ask Dave to play the drums, because Dave Westner is an incredible drummer. He has this feel like no other drummer. I mean, I played with tons and tons of good drummers. Continental has an incredible drummer right now, Andrew Dixon. You'll get to see him.
Yep.
And he is a character, a personality. He's the guy. You don't want to come to the show to talk to me. You want to come and talk to Andrew Dixon, our drummer. He is just a great guy. And Facebook message him. Friend him on Facebook. He's a character. He's funny. He makes little videos. Yeah. He's a great guy. But anyway, so... the only problem with this, so I said, I've got an album right here. Mm-hmm. And in my head, in the hotel room, I'm thinking, I started coming up with the exact order of the album and everything. I picked out all the songs. But I was like, whoa, I don't have an album closer. So I needed an album closer. And that night in the hotel room, I didn't have my guitars because the guitars were in the studio. I go, I got to make up a song right now.
On the spot.
Yeah, on the spot. So we can play this right after I do this, okay? So I made up this song, Saw the Light, in my head. Without a guitar. And I come in the next day and I go, well, here goes nothing. Mm. Let me see if it works with the music. And I put the whole thing together. Sometimes I have these moments and it's like, man, how did I do that? Like, I don't know how I did it. Like, it had to be some kind of divine intervention, because, it might not be like the, Stairway to Heaven. Okay. But it's my Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
And I can always think for the rest of my life, like, wow, this is another song. And I've made up a few on the day of going into a studio in my head driving in.
Wow.
I've done it before. I've did it on the first Continental record. All a Man Can Do. I remember the exact song. And that, like, I love challenging myself in music when it comes to studio work. But if you want to play that one.
Yeah, I was gonna play
Oh wait, play another one first, because that's kind of like a sad Well, bum people out, man. They'll like they'll all go shoot themselves at the end of that one, and then the show will be over, and we'll have no more audience.
Well, I was going to play Nowhere Man, and I had two of those picked out. I was going to play Nowhere Man and Saw the Light.
Okay, go for it.
We'll do that since I can find them here. Yeah, we'll do that, and then Man from Nowhere, not Nowhere Man. I'm going to play that. We'll be back in a bit.
Saw the light
of a brand new day. Gathered my thoughts and I walked away. Sometimes I wonder what it's all about, and is it something that I need to figure out? When we signed on, did we know the stakes? Could we be granted a few more mistakes? Now the end is so much more near. One day soon I'll have to face that fear.
All right, we, you know, it's been such a great interview, and the clock is ticking. So we just heard, saw the light in The Man from Nowhere off The Man from Nowhere. So once again, Rick, great stuff.
Well, thank you very much. And I have to point out the band.
Sure, yeah.
For this, what became a solo record, I initially sent it out to my buddy who plays guitar in Continental, Paul Yu, and Steven passed on doing the bass, so as he was busy. So he goes, get Paul to play the bass. So I sent the music to Paul, and Paul seemed to really love it. And Paul really elevated this record, where he recruited this incredible bass player that he knew. His name is Sam. I've never met Sam. I've never seen Sam. I've never talked to Sam. But I love Sam, and I love his playing, and I love Paul. And Paul has just, like, he's kind of taken over and really orchestrated the music and just come up with some great stuff, man. And once again, you're going to want to meet Paul, too, at the show Friday night at the Magic Room in Norwood. Paul's a great guy, yeah. And he's a partier. He's a fun guy, not like me. I'm boring, but Paul is a great time. My son Steven's a great time. Andrew Dixon's a great time. We have a great band.
Yeah.
So please come out. Try to come out, even if you know, have to, like the old days, sneak in or something if you're too poor to pay.
Yeah, it's a great venue, great bill. And before I let you get out of here, I want to say, I know that on some of your records, I keep hocking them back to the Shadow Blaster thing, but I think in the liner notes you mentioned something along the lines of, if your music impacts one person, you've done your job. Your music has impacted a lot of people, and you might not be aware of it, but it's impacted a lot of people, and it matters. So you should know that. You know.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you should know that. And before you go, well, you're out, so thanks for coming in. But cause
thank you for having
me. We're running
me.
Up against the. I am going to play a couple. I'll play another Continental song from the new Rumbar release. We'll probably slip in another new solo effort of yours. And we will see everybody Friday night. And what am I going to play next? We're going to play Baby Baby.
Okay.
And once again, Rick, thanks a lot. Really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too, immensely.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Have a great night.
It's Baby Baby.
Baby, baby, look what you're doing to me. You can't say.
all this love. You betwixt me and conflict me. The spell must be undone.
Right, that was Rick Barton with Heavy on My Mind from The Man from Nowhere, and Continental with Baby Baby from Hello, their latest CD. It is 9:48, and earlier I said I was going to play one by Jay Allen, a cover of his, a Tom Jones cover, no less. I'm trying to dig that up now, but in the meantime, while I'm trying to do that, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, I can't find that right now, but we will get to it. And so in the meantime, I'm going to play one by, another new one by Rancid. We'll be right back.
Beautiful.
right, that about buttons it up. That was the Nervous Cities with a song called Chad. Through that, Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals with his take, It's Not Unusual. Rancid with New American. From Tomorrow Never Comes, want to thank Rick Barton once again for coming in and chatting for quite a bit. Dude's got a lot of talent. And I'm going to leave with a quick one by Jay Prozac. Once again, thanks for listening. WMFO in Medford. Rising Sky Bar. See ya.
An actual band. And it always seems to fail, yeah, it always falls apart. Someone please post my bail and help me escape this lonely place in my heart. 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 Only place in my heart. This 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 only place in my heart.